MasterChef Season 13 continued on Thursday night. Four previously farewell contestants vying for their apron back to make their way back into the competition. Now, she joined me on the Brekkie Show around 4 weeks ago after her elimination. Great to have her back. Good morning to you, Maya.
Hey, how you going?
How fantastic is this?
Oh, my gosh, it's unbelievable. I still can't believe it's happened. It's honestly, it's a dream come true. I just can't believe that I cooked my way back into the comp.
You know, the last thing I said to you around 4 weeks ago is that you just don't know what happens on MasterChef.
No, you don't. You really don't. Yeah, it's just so unbelievable. Yeah, I think I'm just a completely different cook now than what I was 4 weeks ago. Yeah, like the amount of work experience I did and like everything that I took in and absorbed on the outside world, I just really pushed myself and I thought, you know, if I don't have the opportunity to keep learning inside the competition, I'm going to do it on the outside world. And when I found out that the second chance cook was going ahead, I was like super excited.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
what's really interesting is the judges really did convey how far you'd come during the show. And obviously the work experience or whatever you did really made a big impact. The other thing we talked about when we spoke last is your love for Indigenous food. And you said you were a little sad that you didn't get to showcase what you could really do. But last night, completely different. You got to showcase exactly what you wanted. And look what happened.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm most stoked about, the fact that I could actually showcase my use with Indigenous ingredients and that I had a more thorough understanding of how to use them, because I have such a respect for these ingredients that I've not wanted to use them in the past, because when I was first on the show, I think I was very flustered at the place. I was backing myself and I didn't really know how to use these ingredients. I didn't want to like use them in the wrong way and like not like do them justice. And I think coming back into the competition now, having worked with them a little bit and like knowing how to use these ingredients, I was just that much more confident. And I was like, you know what, if I do come back in, I'm going to do it with this menu with like native Indigenous ingredients.
You did it on your terms.
People haven't seen before.
Well, it was interesting because Judge Jock, as I call him, he was kind of a little confused there through the show, wondering what you were doing. But his response at the end, he was just over the moon with what you created.
Yeah, look, I think I was holding my cards close to my chest. I didn't want to give too much away as I was cooking because I wasn't sure how well I could actually execute on all the ideas that were going through my head. So I think I maybe didn't tell Jock too much about what I was doing or gave him too clear of an understanding of my menu. But I also knew that I had to absolutely ace it on flavours if I was going to have a chance of getting back in. So, yeah, I think I just really knuckled down yesterday and just concentrated. And I was like that for the majority of the 2.5 hours, apart from when I burnt my stove down. But
I know.
The rest of the time, yes.
I know, but what was really good is you really pulled yourself together very quickly, because that can really throw a chef in that sort of environment, but you really did pull that back in very quickly, got back on track. And the other thing I thought was so very close at the end, I mean, you and Winona, it could have gone either way.
Yeah, look, I was definitely thinking about the fact that I was up against Winona for the dessert round, and that she's an amazing dessert cook. Like, she got an immunity pin, the very first cook in the competition, with one of her desserts, and I knew that she was going to have a killer dessert on the day, and just really hoping that mine was enough and that the play on nostalgia of a childhood memory and something with Indigenous native ingredients like Geraldton wax, that would be enough to get me through. And you know what? The flavour was really good. It was a simple dish, but for a 2.5 hour cook, I think it was the perfect palate cleansing dish to finish that, three-course menu. And I was really proud of it.
Hey, listen, congratulations. It's going to be a lot of fun watching you continue for the rest of the season. Well, look, we're going to be cheering for you. Hopefully you can cook up a few more Indigenous plates between now and whenever it happens. And when I say whenever it happens, I mean when you win the $250,000.
Thanks so much for the support, Jess. Really appreciate you having me on today.
Maya, great to have you on. We'll catch up with you hopefully shortly.
Thank you.
Take care. It's the sound that's got Sunraysia.